Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, first I want to really say welcome back, stoners. It's been a while, hasn't it? I know y'all be thinking, hey, B.C., like, why don't you have a set schedule so we can know, you know, da 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 da. And I say to that, kiss my ass, stoners, because if you follow me on YouTube, Stoner Talk, or on any of my social medias that I always have in the description for these podcasts, you'll know everything I'm doing. Hell, you'll know when I'm waking up and when I'm going to sleep. Hold on. But with all that being said, stoners, today, stoners, we're going to talk about all these shootings that's going on in the middle schools and high schools all over the world. Well, not over the world, all over the U.S. We're going to talk about that, stoners. But we're going to talk about something that I literally don't hear nobody speaking about, stoners. I don't see nobody bringing this to the forefront on who's to blame. You know, the law, of course, blames the murderer themselves, the young children that are obviously sick and need help and just haven't found their way in life. And the path they did find obviously was not a great one. The law like to blame the children. We like to blame the guns. But I blame the parents. I blame the parents, stoners. I tell you why. Because if my dog bites someone, they murder my dog and I get some kind of fine or something. I get reprimanded some type of way. If you have noticed, nobody has even brought up the names of the parents. All we hear is, well, the child got the gun from his dad's locker. How good of a parent do you have to be to have your guns put away? Excuse me, stoner. How good of a person do you have to be to know that? This is a classic and simple case, stoners, of bad parenting. Very bad parenting. Sip of my orange juice right there. Shout out Wiz Khalifa, orange juice and Kush. But honestly, stoners, like when I was growing up, the last thing I worried about was being shot in school. And I'm not that far off from y'all. I'm only 32 years old. But I didn't have to worry about being shot in school by the guy that's right next to me. And his biggest reason is because, oh, you were bullied. You were punched around a little bit. You were thrown around, gave a swirly, stuffed in a locker. However, y'all, I don't know how y'all bully. You know, I've never been bullied. I've seen bullies, though. But because you've been bullied, I think that's a weak and brittle spirit. You know, I think that's a weak and brittle spirit. Understand, I have 6 children, 1 daughter, 5 boys. You think my boys or my girl is going to get bullied by anybody and then take it out on the whole school by wanting them all dead? Does that really, like when y'all say that, stoners, does that sound rational to you? I was punched around by a few guys, so I'm going to take it out on everyone. The ones that did it and the ones that didn't care to notice. Does that sound logical? That sounds like somebody looking for attention because he's not getting it at home. And again, that's also a brittle spirit. But it also brings it back to the parents. The son, the sins of the son always fall on the father. There's no such thing as a bad kid. That doesn't exist. Because the only way you can be bad is if you know the difference between bad and good. So if you don't know the difference between bad and good, right? If you wasn't guided through life, knowing the consequences, and not just law, not just man law consequences, but God's law, and just being a good and moral human being law. You don't go out there killing somebody, especially the whole school who had nothing to do with it, behind a few bullies. Okay, but some say it's not bullying. Some say they got hurt. A girl left them. I tell you what, people, that's what you're supposed to go through. Okay, stoners. Everything that these kids were complaining about going through, that's what you're supposed to go through. Everybody went through it. If you wasn't bullied in school, you were bullied somewhere in your life. It just prepares you for life. You think Mark Zuckerberg would be the man he was today if he had that type of thinking? No, he seen a problem. He had a solution. He didn't have two friends to rub together. I don't know that this country in 2018... Hold on. In 2018, stoner, this a bitch ass country. Straight homemade. Let me tell you why. You can lose everything you built if you just offend somebody. And you ain't even got to offend them right then and there in the time and present. You could say some stuff before you even knew that person existed. And if they find out about it, if they get offended at that moment and they have the money and know the right people, stoners, that person could make you lose everything. That's the type of nation that we in right now. Okay, stoners, that's where we're at. We're in a nation of don't offend me or I'll take everything from you. You do something as light as offend my feelings and I will try to take your life. That's the compromise. I bring that all back to bad parenting. That's entitlement is what that is, stoners. That's why you don't see no black kids shooting up schools. Because we don't walk around feeling so entitled that if you hurt our feelings, we feel justified in killing everybody. That is the utmost white privilege entitlement if you ever seen it. There is no justification for that. Only white people get fired from the job, then come back and want to shoot the whole place up instead of going right up the street and just getting another job. That's called entitlement. Not all white people have it, you know, because most white people don't know about their white privilege. They haven't got the letter in the mail yet. But, you know, not all people, everybody knows about their white privilege, but not all white people exercise and I appreciate that. But my point is that it's also parenting. See, this all draws back to parenting. You're in your child's life. You know what's going on. If they feeling so angry and so mad about something, they can't come to you. You fucked up somewhere as a parent. So I blame the parents. Every kid that shot up a school, I blame the parents. And in the words of T.K. Kirkland, who raised you niggas? To the motherfucking kid. But who raised you niggas? You know what I'm saying? I was raised on curfews. I was raised on eat what I cook or you go home or you go to bed hungry. Huh? I was raised up on extension cord beatings depending on the severity of your crime in the house. Yeah. I was raised up on grocery store beat downs. Huh? But you know what all that teaches me? Them grocery store beatdowns, well, that teaches me how to act in public. Now, when I'm out in public, there's a certain demeanor to me because I know I want the utmost respect from everybody that view me and everybody in my vicinity. So I behave a certain way when I'm in public. And I learned that from the beatings I got from acting like a fool in public. I appreciate the meals my woman makes me, and I thank her every night every time she cooks them. Because if she didn't, I would be eating fast food or just go hungry. I learned that from my grandmother for appreciating what I cook and stop being big-eyed. What y'all try, when y'all try to spare the rod, you're not saving the kid. You're crippling him. Our parents and our grandparents had it right, stoners. We don't have to change the formula just because you didn't like it. You can't say it didn't work. If you're a successful person, when I say by success, you have the amenities to have a family, job, home, spouse, financial, spiritual, physical. You have all of that. You can have a family and you're successful in life. Now, if you have that, you're a success. And you know who you owe that to? Your parents. They taught you how to maneuver through life. Am I wrong? They taught you how to do this. Mostly everything you learned from your parents, you still kind of do on some stuff. Even bad habits. So that's what we go to now. Stoners, we go from kids wanting to bully in the bathroom to now packing AKs and 9mm and stuff. Like, I just don't get where we're going with all of this, stoners. I don't know where this country is headed to, but all I know is it was all good a few years ago. And I'm not blaming, this is not a Trump segment. I'm done with that. I'm just saying that what happened? What was the drastic turn? Columbine was so long ago. Virginia Tech was so long ago. Out of nowhere, school shootings is the thing to do, and I don't get it. I never heard one logical reason why somebody would go in there and shoot up a whole school. I haven't heard one logical reason. All I've ever heard was he was bullied or he was troubled. All I'm hearing is you were a white, privileged, entitled little brat. And because one thing didn't go right in your little existence, you decide to mess with everybody else's. I mean, is that not entitlement? I don't know what's going on out here, stoners. All I know is I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't need it. Okay? I got motherfucking kids. Let me get a motherfucking call. One of my kids' schools is being ran through, shot down, da 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 da. I'm calling the homies and we going through there. And I hope little boy got good aim because we in there behind mine. You know? But I shouldn't even be thinking like that, stoner. But in today's time, I have to. And that's sad. What are y'all doing? What are y'all teaching our children? Let me ask you a question. Are you a parent or are you a babysitter? In other words, when you're home with your child, do you interact at all? I'm not saying all through the day. Of course not all through the day. You're an adult. You can't go all through the day. But at any point in time, do you take away the iPad, take away the phone, take away the video game? Do you and that person interact? And when they leave the conversation or the interactment, they have gotten something from it. They gotten a piece of knowledge or a piece of you from them. If not, don't be ashamed. Just do better. Now you know you have to do better. Make it easier for our children to come and speak to us when they need to speak to us. So we could diffuse situations like what just fucking happened in Santa Fe. One chat with his dad, and his dad could have could have probably diffused that if he was an actual dad, an actual father to him. Because ain't nothing worse than the words, "Oh, I'm going to get your daddy." So what I'm saying is we have to be better parents, because the 2000 babies, the late 90s and 2000 babies, y'all fucking up. Parenting wise, y'all are messed up. There is no excuse. There is nothing you can tell me. "Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do?" When you have your gun, you have it locked up, and then you have that locked up somewhere else, especially somewhere you know he can't get to, and you never let him see you get it, and you never show it to him. How about that? How about being a responsible parent? How about letting him know straight up, "You touch this, I'm gonna break your face in. If he do find it, like, I dare you to touch it. I'm gonna break all your face in." And then as he's walking away, sling a belt across his back just because he know where it's at. Fra-rah! Put the fear of God in him. "Man, I ain't going nowhere near that gun, bro. My dad be tripping. I ain't even know I stumbled upon it and I got ass whooping." That's what we'll think. You may think it's harsh, but now he know to stay away from guns. Not only will he stay away from his dad's gun, he's likely to stay away from all guns. Y'all women need to stop having these babies just because you got pregnant. Like a girl get pregnant and she act like there's no options. I'm not saying abort, but you can get adoption, you know? Don't bring a child into a world you have not only you haven't figured out, but you're barely a part of. And you want to bring somebody else into that world with you that you don't even know nothing about, and you're barely a part of the world. But let's bring somebody else in. Let's be smart about things. Excuse me. If you're gonna be a parent, be a parent. If you made a mistake, correct the mistake and move forward with life. I am very pro-choice. I don't care about abortions or adoptions or whatever. Because once you have that baby, is anybody going to help buy Enfamil? Will anybody baby? All them protesters out there protesting, will they babysit for you while you go to work? We need to stop thinking with feelings and start actually thinking, stoners. Because it's evident that parenting in America has failed, because our baby schools are being shot up for no reason whatsoever. You getting bullied? Learn how to fight back. I don't want to hear that. There's three of them. Go make friends. You're crippling your kids when you don't give them the simple skills of maneuvering and thriving through life. You're teaching them, if you have a problem, don't try to solve it and move forward amicably. No, if you have a problem, destroy other people's lives around you who's not helping you with the problem. Like, I don't know what you're trying to teach your child when he has a bully and you say, "Well, you know, don't do anything about it, da, 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 da." Well, when other bullies, you know, there's more than just, you know, middle school bullies are nothing. High school bullies are nothing. You know who's real bullies? Corporate America. Lawyers when they sue you. The cops when they pull you over. Greedy managers when they try to mess over you and your contracts. Bullies. But your son or daughter won't know how to stand up to those bullies of life. They'll always turn around and look for mommy or daddy. And when mommy or daddy is not there to help them through that ordeal, how do they deal with them feelings? Well, they don't know, because they never had to go through them without mommy or daddy's help. that's what we are building ourselves to, stoners. And we really, really need to stop it. The late 90s and 2000 babies, y'all kids are killing our kids, and y'all need to be better parents. I blame you 100%. I lied. I blame you 90%, 10% go to the child because he has a mind and he did it. But I don't think that arrow was shot right. I think the takeoff was messed up, and I blame that on the parents. Where the fuck were you? And if you come with any excuse, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you can't be there with your kids 24/7. Yes, you can. I don't do certain things now because my grandmother said I should never do them. And she has been dead for 15 years, and I'm a grown ass man. To this day, I still look both ways before crossing the street because my grandmother told me to. That is something that is instilled in me. So it's everywhere I go. Because she was a parent. Her words held weight. I respected her because she loved and respected me. Even though I knew I was going getting whoopings and this, that, and the third, I knew why I was getting them whoopings. So look, afterwards, I just pouted a little bit and moved forward with life. But everything that lady taught me, I still carry it to this day. So when parents say I can't be there 24/7 with my children, that's because you're not a good parent. Your spirit and your word should always be with your children everywhere they go. So, I pray for Santa Fe. I pray for every parent. I pray to God. I never have to go through that. I don't want to relate to it. But I promise you, stoners, things will get better, you know, and I just think it's a very sad day when, you know, everybody skipped and didn't think about, you know, well, hey, where were the parents in all this ordeal? Why do your child think it's okay to actually just get a gun and go shoot something? Like, nobody's asking these questions. Excuse me. There's been 17 school shootings this year alone. 4 in this month alone. Some televised, some not. So stoners, be safe. Please keep your children safe. Please be better parents to your children. And as always, Stoners Unite!